I'm Doreen Jones in Turkey, where the opposition is accusing Europe of abandoning those fighting to keep democracy alive. The jailing of Istanbul's mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's main political rival, and the resulting crackdown on protests drew measured criticism from European leaders and the European Union, a stance which is now drawing growing condemnation inside Turkey. Rubber bullets, water cannons and mass arrests continue to meet protests over the arrest of the Istanbul mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, the man widely seen as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's main rival. Despite the crackdown and İmamoğlu's arrest, the European Union has only offered muted criticism, with no threat of sanctions, underlined by Ursula von der Leyen, head of the EU Commission's recent careful use of words.
The arrest of the mayor is deeply concerning. As a Council of Europe member that Turkey is and an EU candidate country, Turkey must uphold the democratic values, especially the rights of elected officials. So we want Turkey to remain anchored to Europe, but this requires a clear commitment to democratic norms and practices, and it is key that Turkey respects these fundamental principles.
However, the United Kingdom's Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, once a human rights lawyer, has remained silent over İmamoğlu's arrest, with the only comment made by one of his aides, who meekly said the UK expected the judicial process in Turkey to be followed. The leader of İmamoğlu's CHP party, Özgür Özel, is slamming Turkey's European allies.
The consensus is that this is something we can't change. This is something we cannot externally affect. And what you heard from the Europeans was the assessment, totally mistaken in many ways, that Europe has no leverage over Turkey. Of course, Europeans have had and continue to have enormous leverage, particularly economic leverage, particularly in the form of Turkey's accession process. But they do not want to push Turkey.
The UK and the European Union count on Turkey as Europe's gatekeeper for millions of Syrian refugees in exchange for billions of euros of EU aid. Erdogan's dominance of Turkey's political scene for more than two decades, repeatedly defeating the opposition in elections, has created the belief in Europe that Turkish leader is a permanent fixture and that there is little that can be done to influence the Turkish leader. Claims Asla Aydintaşbaş of the Washington-based Brookings Institution.
The consensus is that this is not something we can change. This is not something we can externally affect. And what you heard from Europeans was the assessment, totally mistaken in many ways, but the assessment that Europe has no leverage over Turkey. Of course, Europeans have had and will continue to have enormous leverage over Turkey, particularly in the form of, you know, economic leverage, particularly in the form of, Turkey's continued accession process. But they do not want to push things. They do not want to push Turkey.
Why Europe does not want to push things with Turkey is that along with Turkey's refugee deal with Europe, Erdogan's importance to Europe is continuing to grow as European leaders scramble to bolster their defence capabilities in the face of the Russian threat and an unreliable American ally. Turkey, with NATO's second largest army, is being eyed as key to Europe's defence, according to analyst Aydintaşbaş.
Well, Turkey is more important than ever in an age of crushing geopolitical realities. It is in between two wars. President Erdogan has been very skillful in playing the West against Russia and United States versus Europe, etc. And so he has emerged as this indispensable middle power, not exactly an ally, but not someone you want to cross paths with. And Europeans are now interested in exploring whether or not they can have Turkey as part of European defense. Americans understand that Turkey is critical to stabilize Syria. So Western countries don't want to create a set of conditions where they push away Erdogan.
Even before Europe's tepid response to Imamoglu's arrest and the crackdown on protests, the opposition accused the EU of abandoning Turkish democracy. Turkey's non-governmental organizations, which continue to struggle to defend rights in Turkey, claim Europe dramatically cut funding in the aftermath of Erdogan's last election victory in 2023. Sinan Gökçen, Turkey's representative for the Swedish-based civil rights defenders.
There's a decline, hesitation by the international donors targeting Turkey. When it comes to the individual country or intergovernmental funds, the refugee deal with the EU is one of the key components of Turkey-EU relations, and nobody wants to upset that, actually. Nobody wants to make Turkey angry.
However, the opposition has no qualms about making Erdogan angry. With as many as 2 million people in Istanbul protesting last Saturday against the Turkish president and İmamoğlu's arrest. Deputy chairman of the CHP, İlham Özgel, says with Turkey's democracy in the last chance saloon, he's disappointed with Europe's response, but says the people will prevail.
We're losing democracy. Every other day, a business person, a workers' union leader, a student, a journalist, a doctor, an ordinary citizen, an academic is taken into custody in Turkey. It's our authoritarian leader. We're going to deal with him alone. Millions of people are taken to the streets. So this is what we rely on. Not Western powers, or because they may try transactional dealings with Mr. Erdogan. But we're going to tackle this authoritarian regime. The people, the Turkish people, will handle this issue.
The opposition, CHP, is pledging to continue to call mass protests across the country as it steps up its resistance. While mass arrests are predicted to continue, along with legal moves against the CHP itself, with Erdogan accusing the opposition of treason and rebellion. Whatever the outcome of the battle for Turkey's democracy, European leaders will likely be remembered as spectators. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.